Hello, Mr. Haldeman.
Hope you're enjoying this lovely day.
I'm afraid not. Gotta get out and take a look at it. It really looks beautiful outside.
Right. Well, want to make a statement?
Yeah, and I talked to Bill.
Yeah.
Haven't been able to reach him.
I got the message from Bill.
Talked to him?
John Ehrlichman's got it. Apparently he talked to you or to Bill, I don't know which. You know Rogers?
Well, I gave John a very quick rundown, but Bill wanted to think about it.
Oh.
And talk some more, and I think he's gone out to play golf or something. He doesn't seem to be around
right
now, so
his idea being
to call me later this afternoon. His view, he said it really depends on what the grand jury does. In other words, he doesn't come on strongly that we should go up there. He has some real reservations about whether we should. I think you got a real problem in this, the judicial proceeding with possibly prominent people under indictment and all that, and trying to run a congressional investigation at the same time. And the problem we've had up to now is the feeling that nothing is being done. Something is going to change, and as something is being done, you have to start doing everything. And he said if we can work out some safeguards that Congress would live up to, via capitulation and all that, maybe we should consider going, because people do want things cleared up. He said, I think the committee's handling themselves poorly, and I think that jury is going to come out fairly soon with their indictments, I would strongly vote the other way. I would hang tight for an offer to go up and speak to the committee in executive session, but I wouldn't go up on camera. He says, I think your courtroom rules is basically a sound proposition.
Right.
That people will see that.
Maybe I just told Ehrlichman the contrary. But I can change my mind. Ehrlichman, I had talked to Moore, and Moore says, well, hell, everything is, shit really hits the fan on this thing here, that it's going to be so much flying around, it's going to make any difference. So, of course, Moore tends to say, oh, good God.
I don't think that's really necessarily true either.
Moore, I think...
If that's true, then why go up on television?
Which makes it worse, doesn't it?
Feel strongly on this.
What about the other things they want to get into?
If they can separate them, that's fine. But they are the ones who have said they're totally tied together.
Well, one thing, too, about the other things, they're going to be denied some of their principal witnesses. I mean, Mitchell will not testify. He'll never go up there, you know, right. And for the committee. And Magruder, he won't go up.
Now you're getting the White House people going up and not the other people. Where are you on that? And the question Bill said, don't make a commitment now. You may have to meet in October or something, you know, when this thing runs itself.
But he did think that we could make the executive session commitment.
Yes.
Puts us in a good forthcoming position.
That's his point. That is your. That's a very sound offer. Just as your offer to work with the grand jury was a sound offer that produced results, you say we'll be perfectly willing to work with the Senate. And
you indicated to Bill there would be indictments at a high level.
There are going to be indictments, and it looks as if they're going to be bringing indictments and are up over at the committee.
What did he say?
He didn't react at all, but a little later he said, well, if Mitchell's been doing something, you know. I didn't say that, but he did.
Reading the Johnson Woodcover piece in the Washington Post were so low, now we can't go any lower, huh?
Yeah, sir.
What do you think of that? Are they right? Not when they say that there's the overriding concern today for Watergate. There will be. When it comes out, obstruction and all that bullshit.
You can get that out by, I mean, you know, if you hold a guy and get away on the Watergate and say, well, if Nixon did the Watergate, would you still vote for him? Then say no.
I wonder if they'll use the Gallup poll tomorrow if the damn thing comes out.
Well, let's see. I haven't seen the Gallup release, so I don't know that it went out. But I often don't get it till after.
We did have a hard figure on that, didn't we?
He said it was a hard figure, 60-33.
Anyway, we're glad to have that.
So, what does the findings think now? Is he?
Well, he's the prosecutor.
So is Bill.
Bill is?
Yeah.
Got my.
He didn't have any in mind, and I didn't get into that.
I've really come to that conclusion, too, Bob, I feel.
Oh, really?
For a reason that's earlier. This is not to prosecute the case.
Yeah.
The special prosecutor to look at the indictments to be sure that the indictments run to everybody that they need to run to.
I see.
So that it isn't just the president's men.
Review of the liberties above Silbert rather than replacing Silbert.
Oh, no. Silbert runs the case, that's all. But he just in there for the purpose of examining all this to see that the indictments cover everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, that does protect you a lot, because if they don't indict some of us, then you've got a cover-up problem.
That's right.
If you have that guy, then you have a basis.
And then he goes out and says, I've examined all this, and now let's stop all this crap. Men are not guilty, and these others are not indictable, and these are.
Yeah.
We were thinking about that. Decided it yet, but I lean toward it now. Or in order to just try to get into the position here.
Well, that would make sense. Rather than having Snead take over.
Because he's compromised, too. I can do things for him in the future, see?
Yeah.
I can't for anybody, but...
Yeah, but he's your appointee, which is a little different. Although any special prosecutor is your appointee.
Yeah, it's a little different if he's outside. They get this right from Texas. That's a guy I sort of lean to. That dean of the Texas Law School.
Yeah. Timing on indictments?
No. He thinks a lot of the damn stuff may leak, though, with Magruder around. And
yeah.
Natalie Strawn told an interesting thing to Ehrlichman, which on Magruder, which makes the point that I'm... He said that 2 weeks ago, Magruder talked to Strawn and tried to get Strawn is. My point is, though, that you don't see what the devastating thing this is to Magruder's credibility.
Yeah.
Magruder, and I said to John, why the hell is he trying to do this? Because Magruder's defense is that he's doing it because of pressure from higher up, see?
Yeah.
See the point?
Yeah.
And Magruder, so I am not so sure that a hell of a lot of Magruder stuff on Mitchell may be open to serious question. Serious question.
Okay, but yeah, on some things I think that's true.
Some things. I think Mitchell's still in it, but I
don't see how you can...
But I mean, for example, anything Magruder says about you, for example, if he does, you know what I mean? I think, Bob, your analysis of Magruder once, that he's a guy that doesn't know the truth is really true.
I really believe that.
And I think he's lied so much, is he going to lie again? And work with his attorneys to get himself separated from all this thing and so forth. But I think Strawn will be a goddamn believable witness when he goes down there. I really feel he will be.
He will if he stays to the truth.
He just tells the truth.
Try to tangle things up at all.
Right.
Yep, that's weird.
But see, Strawn was trying, telling Magruder, Magruder was telling Strawn, look, should be the story that I would like to tell.
And it's kind of ridiculous. Why would Strawn agree to that?
Well, he implicates Strawn, but at a very... He's at the same level, too, see? So it didn't hurt him. The point of that would be simply that Strawn... And he said Magruder told him about his family and his concerns and all, you know, made a great plea about how his personal problems were so serious.
Yeah.
Please, now let's go along on this story.
Yeah.
So, that's interesting.
See, Magruder was bouncing around in desperation, telling all different kinds of stories to different people.
That's right. Remember, you told me that.
Try and tie something together. And I think what happened is he ran that string out and finally just gave up. Realized that wouldn't work and decided to tell the truth. But in the process, we know what the truth is. He's made up so many different stories. I can understand that.
Right.
Hard for me to remember what's true, having just heard all these other people's stories. It's hard to sort stuff out. And you start lying yourself.
Bill may have a point there, that if you get a... You know, I've sort of had this, and I don't think Ehrlichman and apparently Moore particularly doesn't agree with it, but I said, look, if they get a hell of a big fish, that's going to take a lot of the fire out of this damn thing on the cover-up and all that sort of crap. Good God, if they get the president's law partner and attorney general, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, do you agree or not?
Well, that's what I felt, that people want something to be done to explain what to them is now a phony-looking thing.
That's right.
This will explain it.
It'll explain that they did it, and of course the cover-up comes in, and they did that too.
Yep. And it all makes sense. It's logical, believable. Because it's true.
All right.
And there it is. And I can't... It seems to me that there's at least a strong possibility, if not probability or certainty, that the public reaction is going to be, well, thank God that's settled. Now, get away from it. Rather than the reaction of, oh, ho, ho, here's something pretty bad. Let's spend a lot more time looking into it.
Yeah, that's right.
I think people want solutions. They don't want ongoing problems.
You know, it's some of the so-called people polling and people don't say that that Watergate, didn't you say that Gallup said, it's a concern, it worries them and so forth, considered it a caper and they want the goddamn thing explained.
That's right. Mm-hmm. They want it explained and they want to get off of it. There isn't...
Clint East also comes in with the idea that I should... Sometime I've got to go out and make a checker speech at 9 o'clock and I try to say, no, Dick, I'm not going to
do it.
I'm not going to elevate it to that way. I mean, it's going to be elevated, but let the
talking about. And it seemed to me what you're after.
Yeah. Not somebody to prosecute Mitchell. I won't have that. That's about that.
That's the other problem. What do you say when they indict Mitchell and they don't, and Mitchell doesn't prove guilty? You obviously can't say that.
Oh, well, we'll just say that I will not comment on the case. I'd have them work up a statement.
Yeah. I won't comment. I have full confidence in the American judicial process.
The process, and I
bring the right parties to account.
That's right.
Clear the innocent.
My party is pled innocent, and I think he should have every opportunity to have a case. I don't know whether I can say I'm confident in his innocence.
No, that's what I was just going to say. You cannot.
No, it is not proper for me to comment on that. Because there has been an indictment. It's not proper for me to comment, except that he's a fine man, he's entitled to it, and I think we should not judge this case until it's been heard in the judicial process.
You don't want to get into the position that just his character witness got in.
I can't do it. But I know.
What you can do is express your faith in the system. That, you know, there's a lot to be gained from this if the goddamn system comes out right.
Yeah. That's right.
In restoring people's faith in the system rather than in this jackass
committee.
Kangaroo court.
Yeah. Okay, Natalie, I wondered if you would talk to Ron Ehrlichman. I'll get him, but when you talk
to him, I'll be talking to him.
Be sure to tell him that I think you ought to, that Bill's, and the way I hear Bill's thing spelled out, that I think it makes a hell of a